I said, let's go get some peanuts, Mom. Uncle Eliza.
Then how do I know he's in the house?
He didn't stay in that house. Kept his peanuts in there then. And we got to the big gate there. I guess about 40 minutes of that house, you know, the peanut. Before he had his little peanut house in there. And we stood there conscious. Something told us something was wrong there. Door and everything was shut. So finally, I said, I tell him to get over the fence and let's go in there. You get over. You sit there arguing. Conscious, you know. Finally, I told him to open the door. Come on down and get your peanuts. He made us come over and get them peanuts. That's the worst whipping ever had in all my life. He did me lick me. That's what. Get rid of your. You've been stealing my peanuts a long time. Made us get a whole lot of peanuts. And said, I'm gonna tell your mammy about it. We begged him, don't tell her. He didn't tell her. Mm-hmm. We begged him. We promised we'd never do it no more. He didn't tell him. Well, here what cut us down. If he meets the church, anywhere else, he called, hello, Penders.
He called you Penders?
Me as again, hello, Penders. Nobody knew about what he's talking about, me and my brother. But he called us Penders, Lord. That broke me up for stealing anything.
Did you ever steal watermelons? When you're young?
You want a story about that, too?
Sure, let's hear it.
Yeah, but my Uncle John's house, his fence, run by forest, me, I guess that house yonder. My dad's house and fence run parallel to each other, you know. Mm-hmm. So he tell us, boys, anytime y'all want some knots, they call them, I mean a small one, I'll give you some knots. He give us what we wanted, knots, you know. And the other watermelons, he take hay or something and put on, keep the sun from listening, you know. Mm-hmm. And we didn't like the eye to him giving us some knots all the time. We decided we wanted a big watermelon. Caught that old man going, and four of us went in his patch and got a watermelon apiece, a big one. Didn't have something to act right about it. Got over the fence and sat thick there and broke the watermelon out, eat what you wanted, each one eat. Maybe the heart out and left
eat the heart out, yeah, yeah.
He tracked us. And then he knew good and well me and Gene was in it. By them tracks, I guess. It's four of us, Johnson and Backus and me and my brother, Gene. Four of us, all got a big watermelon piece. Got out there over the fence a little piece further, fool like, and busted the watermelons open out of my knives. Eat the heart out of watermelon, left the rest. All right, he tracked us out there. He come on in and told his mother, East. Mother's name was Easter. Them boys been steal my watermelon. It looked like we were a hog bed over yonder. They looked like just wasted all out yonder. Just knocked busted holes in each, some of it left. So he told his mother about it. Mother called us up. First she started on Gene, my brother. Why did you go to Uncle John's watermelon patch when they're giving you all those watermelons you wanted? Gene said, we didn't go to Uncle John's watermelon patch. Told her a lie, you know. But Uncle John says you've been in and tracked you boys right there where you were in his field. No, ma'am, we didn't go to Uncle John's field. Told a big lie. So my mother turned to me. I know my baby boy ain't gonna tell me a lie.